Track 6, more news stories. Give seals space, warns leading marine charity. A leading marine conservation charity has issued advice on how to help grey seals now their pupping season is underway along the Devon coast. The Seal Research Trust is a multi-award winning conservation charity that conducts research aimed at putting grey seals on everyone's agenda by giving seals a voice and inspiring people to learn more about this UK globally rare species. Autumn is a hard time for grey seals as it's their pupping season, just as the weather takes a turn for the worse, says the Trust. In the last decade, autumn and winter storms have been increasing in frequency and severity, likely driven by climate change, which impacts grey seals at their most vulnerable time. The Trust is keen to remind people that seals need space away from humans. When pups are born on publicly accessible beaches, they are most at risk from human disturbance, which for a young pup could prove fatal. If you find a lone seal ashore, then please give it plenty of space and stay out of sight to avoid disturbing it, said Sue Sayer, MBE, founder and director of the Seal Research Trust. We all need to stay 100 metres away from seals on land and in the sea and stay on paths and off beaches where seals are sleeping. Seals only spend 20% of their time on land, and sleep is vital to their health and well-being, as it is to us. If seals are awake, alert, and looking at us, then they are aware of our presence and are wasting precious survival vital energy. The Trust recommends that if you see a seal and you are concerned for its welfare, you should call British Divers Marine Life Rescue on 01825 765546. The BDMLR can make a decision on how best to deal with the seal.
Councillor Slam's County Fire Sale. A fire sale of property and land has been declared by Conservatives running Devon County Council. They plan to sell off assets at what might be the worst time, while the property market has dipped to its lowest for years, says Liberal Democrat County Councillor Alan Connett. Among those listed for sale is Exeter's Lark Beer House, the former judge's lodgings on Topsham Road, along with other properties including the Ivy Bank office in St David's Hill and Compass House in Magdalen Road, used for mental health support work. In Barnstable, the St George's Road Youth Centre and an industrial unit in the town will be handed to agents to sell for the cash-strapped county. Also included in the fire sale is a prime piece of Exeter real estate, land at County Hall, on which old offices were recently demolished. The County Council says the land has potential for residential use. Here again, questions need to be asked about whether the Council intends the land is used for luxury houses and apartments or much-needed affordable homes for health and care workers. Councillors will hear that the County Council owns, leases or occupies more than 1,000 assets in the county, including around 300 operational buildings, including offices, children's centres, libraries and industrial estate and 64 farms in Devon.
Cliff's net gain for South West Rail Resilience Programme. Netting is being installed along the cliffs at Dawlish as part of the ongoing work to protect the vulnerable railway line. Contractors working on the South West Rail Resilience Programme have begun to put in temporary grey matting as the first stage of the process to stabilise the cliff face, which can now be seen at Lee Mount. Onlookers have observed that the cliff is currently looking bare. But contractors explained this is a temporary measure which will be followed by coir matting and then a permanent stainless steel netting to be secured by soil nails. A spokesman said, "Our teams are hard at work on the cliffs between Dawlish and Holcombe as the latest phase of our railway resilience work gets underway in earnest. The work will help prevent rocks falling from the cliff onto the railway, reducing disruption for passengers for years to come. While the cliffs may look bare to begin with, the vegetation will soon grow over in time. You can see this happening already at Parsons Tunnel Rockfall Shelter. In time, greenery will grow and the netting will no longer be visible. There have been comments that the work will obscure the iconic red rocks, which are a feature along this stretch of the coast. It is understood that some of the red cliff faces are protected areas, so while they will still be nailed for stability, they may not have the netting installed."
Warnings issued over Portuguese man-of-war sightings. After a number of sightings along South Devon's coastline, local councils and Devon Wildlife Trust have issued a warning over sightings of Portuguese man-of-war. A Portuguese man-of-war is a jelly-like fish stinging creature, distinct in its bright blue colour and inflated sail. The Devon Wildlife Trust has had reports of Portuguese man-of-war being seen at Wembley Beach, Blackpool Sands and offshore in Plymouth Sound in recent weeks. It's not unusual to get reports at this time of year. Autumn sees the highest number of arrivals. A Portuguese man-of-war has tentacles that are covered with stinging cells, loaded with coils which inject the venom. A sting will leave painful red welts on the skin, which can continue for several hours. Stings are extremely painful and are often accompanied with muscle cramps, elevated heart rates, and vomiting. In very rare cases, stings can kill if there is an allergic reaction causing anaphylactic shock. A spokesman for the Devon Wildlife Trust said, "People need to exercise caution around Portuguese man-of-war. They can give a nasty sting if touched. This is not only applies to when they are encountered in the water, but also when they've been washed up on shore. The rule is look, but don't touch. It's also worth keeping dogs away from them."
No room at the inn? Try the almshouse. Once upon a time, almshouses were the foremost option for charitable housing, and though not as well known today, it isn't to say almshouses are no more. Take Newton Abbott's Mackerel Almshouses, for example, which trustee Dan Fowle Wright thinks more people ought to know about. It used to be that there was a waiting list, but over the past 10 or so years, the waiting list has got less and less, and now there is vacancies, Dan said. Dan is a trustee of the Mackerel Charity. The charity provides social housing through Mackerel's Terrace, an historic almshouse located along Woolborough Street. It is comprised of some 38 dwellings, including Studio 1 and 2-bedroom flats. The flats are reasonably priced, and the requirement is that you have lived or been associated with Newton Abbott for 10 years and that you are aged 55 or over. That's it. It really is simply a simple criteria to get one. The almshouses came into being thanks to the Mackerel family. The plans were approved by Woolborough Local Board and the project was completed in 1874. Though further buildings were added throughout the remainder of the 19th century. WBW solicitors handle the administration for the Mackerel Charity and are, therefore, the first port of call for those wanting to apply for a space at the almshouse. They are contactable via the telephone on 01626 202 404 or by email lawyer@wbw.co.uk.